Rising sea levels could have a big impact on, among other places, the South Atlantic. And that's the region Simon Winchester is exploring right now. He's the British writer who's working on a book about the Atlantic Ocean. A few days ago, he spoke to us from the Falkland Islands. Since then, Winchester's traveled to another remote British island, located southeast of the Falklands and closer to Antarctica. He's already met some of the locals.
Oh, there's a seal behind me. Hello, what do you want? He breathes at me fiercely. Wants to bite me.
Well, actually, apart from the seals, this island doesn't have many inhabitants, but it does have history, which is what brought Simon Winchester there.
I'm on the island of South Georgia in the South Atlantic, and I'm walking along the route that Sir Ernest Shackleton had taken in May 1916. And I'm recreating a moment of history here. He was with two other men, and they had been for the last nearly a month in an open boat, rowing and sailing their way from Elephant Island, where the rest of their party that had taken part on a disastrous but heroic Antarctic expedition had been left. Their boat, the Endurance, had been crushed in the ice. The three men had rowed from Elephant Island to South Georgia and for 36 hours had been walking across the mountains. And I'm on the last stretch, heading over towards from Fortuna Bay to a little bay here where there should be a whaling station. And here am I, just breasting a ridge here, and I can see the sea in front of me and islands and snow-covered mountains and a stream with a waterfall to my left. And now, just in front of me, yes, I see what Shackleton, on a historically hugely important moment, saw, which is the whaling station at the little settlement called Stromness. These were the first signs of human civilization that he and his men had seen for 2 years, and they knew now they would be rescued. They shook hands at this point, realizing after all this privation, after this heroic struggle, this extraordinary voyage, they'd at last made contact with their fellow humankind. And so they made their way down, as I'm about to make my way, into the valley, down to the beach, and they did this extraordinary thing. They were completely ragged and dishevelled and tired, exhausted, filthy, dirty. They decided that they better stop and smooth their hair down, lest, as Shackleton wrote, lest there are any ladies on the station and they might embarrass them by their appearance. And they managed to find a safety pin as well to knit together some of their ragged clothing. And then they reached the whaling station and the manager, it was 1916, and Shackleton said, the war, it must be over in Europe. And the manager said, no, the madness is continuing and millions are dying. And that was the first news that Shackleton had of what was going on up in the Northern Hemisphere, down here in the peace and quiet but terrible privation of the South. So, for the world, in the subantarctic island of South Georgia, this is Simon Winchester.
You can see photos of Simon Winchester with some baby seals and also his snaps of penguins and a retreating glacier at theworld.org.